been talking to you past few weeks, telling you, using Napa illustration, to bring out the spiritual illustration about getting closer with God. At the end of this year, I want to be closer to God than I am now. The longer I live for God, the stronger I want to be for God. The older I get in Christ Jesus, the better I want to be in Christ Jesus. I don't want to go backwards. I don't want to be a backslider. When I get to December, I want to be even stronger with Jesus than I am now. And so there's some things that I use to kind of keep me on track. And we talked about them, and I brought them up, and I use them as illustrations. Number one, your phone, communication with God. Talk to God. Make sure you hear God. Make sure God hears you. Make sure you're talking to God, and make sure God is talking to you. You need communication. If you don't have communication with God, it's just like being in hell. God is in hell. God created hell. But those who in there, he ain't listening to them. They can't hear him. He won't speak to them. He won't listen to them. They're crying, they're hurting, and he won't even hear them. That's a rough place to be. That's why God, Jesus was so adamant about it. Make sure you're in communication with God. Communication. And talk about that.
Talking with God.
Talk about keys. God, Jesus has keys to the kingdom. Jesus has keys to heaven and hell. Jesus has keys to life. Jesus can open any door. And he says, if you follow me, I'll open the doors for your life. I got you. But you got to follow me. And to follow Jesus is going to take a lifetime. But the main thing about it, to follow Jesus, you can't be prideful. You can't be arrogant. You can't say, well, I want to do what I want to do. I want to go where I want to go. You can't be disobedient. You got to follow Jesus. And so when he says, follow me, you're going to have to be humble. You're going to have to follow him. If he wants you to go that way, you got to go that way. If he wants you to go that way, you got to go that way. People want you to go another way, I'm following Jesus. He has the keys, he holds it. You can't do nothing without the keys. Got a nice car, you ain't got no keys, guess what? You walking. Alright?
I got a nice car.
Well, why are you walking? Alright? Gotta have the keys. Wallet. Two things in your wallet. With women, different things, but two things in your wallet. Alright? One, ID. ID. Alright? You ever heard the term, God, you look just like your daddy? You act just like your daddy. You ever heard that? No, but some people heard that. Alright? You look like your daddy, you act like your daddy. That's what it should be like. I look like him. I act like him. If you look like him, you know who I'm talking about, and you act like him, that's the wrong idea if you're a Christian. You gotta look like him. Act like him. Second thing, money. Jesus put it so sweet. Give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, give to God what belongs to God. If God asks you to something, do it. Don't be like one of the teenagers. This is my house. I own everything in this house. I run everything. No, you don't. Your parents do. That's our dad. He runs everything. The last thing this week I want to talk about. Clock. Time. Watch. You watch. What time is it? Timing. This world, we operate in a time zone. Everything is done by time. If you're going to do anything, you're going to get anything done. Meetings, appointments, events, whatever. If you're going to get anything done, you got to be on time. There's a time. We are in a time frame. We're in a time zone. If we're going to get things done, if we're going to do things, we're going to start things, build things, stop things, tear things up, you got to have meetings. You got to have time. You got to be on time. There's a watch. If you're going to get anything done on this earth, you got to get time. You got to watch. You got to watch the time. We're in a time zone. And so we have to watch how we, because we can't get anything done without it. Well, God has a time zone. God has a time zone. And the way you get things done in God is in his time zone. His time zone is called faith. We walk by faith, not by sight. It's impossible to please God without faith. There's a time zone called faith. Let me explain like this. In the United States, there's four time zones. Really, there's six, but I'll just keep it simple. There's four time zones. You got east, You got Central, you got Mountain, and you got Pacific time zones. If it's 12 o'clock here, 12 o'clock noon here, in the Central, it's 11. In the Mountain, it's 10. In the Pacific, it's 9. You got time zones, different time zones. If whatever time zone you're in, you got to follow that time, or nothing happens. If you try to operate, you're in the Eastern time zone, and you try to operate on the Pacific time zone, you're going to miss things. You're going to miss appointments. Time zone. You got to be in the right time zone, follow the right clock. In order, if you got meetings, you got places, new events, so on and so forth. That's what you got to follow. You got to make sure you're in the right time zone, or things don't happen. You can't make things happen, can't start things, can't do anything unless you're in the right time zone on the right time. God has a time zone. It's called faith. You have to be in there. If you're in there, if you're operating, God's a perfect God. So everything is done perfect. He's on time. If you're in the right time zone with God, which is faith, things happen. Love happens. Joy happens. Peace happens. Forgiveness happens. Help happens. Deliverance happens. There's a blessing that happens. Good happens. If you're in the right time zone, walking by faith, things happen. Things happen for God. Blessings. Do you understand that? Time zone. You got to be in the right time zone. It's called faith. If you're in the wrong time zone, you're going to miss what God has for you. You're going to miss what God is able to do. You got to be in the right time zone. Let's look at the other time zones. I've been there. Been in all the time zones. There's a time zone called flesh. I was going to say something, but I'm sorry. There's a time zone called flesh. Remember David and Goliath? Goliath, flesh. He's looking at things. Flesh. It's big, it's strong, it's powerful. It has everything. It's unbeatable. Flesh is what you see. God comes to David. David's small, he's little, he has nothing. He has a slingshot, he has nothing. He says, I want you to fight the giant. If we look at the natural, it's too powerful, it's too big, it's too great. I can't handle it. But if we look in the spiritual, if we're following God, we're walking by faith, what can happen? You can defeat that giant. But you have to walk by faith. David was on time. He was walking by faith. He wasn't walking by flesh, by what it looks like. He was walking by faith. If you walk by faith, you can destroy that Goliath in your life. But if you look at the flesh, oh, this is too much, this is too big, this is too heavy, this is overwhelming, then you'll never do it. You'll be in the wrong time zone. You'll be in a flesh time zone. Well, that's just too much for me to handle, too much for me to do. But if you're walking by faith, God will say, hey, we can defeat that. I got you. I got your back. We can defeat that thing that looks too big, too powerful, too much for you. We can do that. We walk by faith, not by sight. Flesh. Don't let the things that look so big overwhelm you. God's going to tell you to do some things. There's some things that have been in my life. Some addiction, some stuff that was in my life and I couldn't. I'm like, God, I'll never be able to break this. I'll never be able to break this habit. I'll never be able to overcome this. Whatever. And God's like, no, you got to listen to my word. Because when you walk by way of faith, you're walking by the word of God and his voice, the Holy Spirit. You listen to those two. If you listen to them, you're walking by faith. You're able to do things for God. If you look at the world, flesh will say, like, you can't beat me. You can't just stop me. You can't overwhelm me. I'm too big. I'm too strong. I'm a Goliath. I'm going to run your life. And so you'll have something to just run in your life. And God says we can defeat you. And if you operate by faith, on the faith clock, you'll be able to defeat you. There's a time zone called flesh. I walked in it. And I missed it. There were things God wanted to do and I couldn't do. The thing God wanted me to defeat, I couldn't defeat. I had to get to a place where I started listening to God and walking by faith. There's a time zone called feelings. Here's what the word says, Matthew 5:44. Love those who persecute you, who hate you. Did y'all hear me? If somebody slapped you, turn the other cheek. Y'all heard that? Ooh. mad, people would hurt my feelings, people would do stuff, and I say, I can't believe they did that. And I would be all bent out. The Bible says be angry, but sin not. But I'd be all bent out of shape. I'm going to kill you, I'm going to knock you out, and I'm going off, and I'm mad, and I'm freaking out, and I'm having, and God's like, man, pray for them. I ain't praying for them. Man, we got to give in the time zone because there's something I want you to do for me, and there's a work I want you to do, and there's a blessing I have for you. Nope. I'm in feelings. They made me mad. They're messing. And I'm walking in feeling time zone, not in faith. God can't do anything. God wants to bless me. God wants to bless you. But I'm so mad. I'm so angry because I'm walking by my feelings and not by faith. If you walk by faith, you just do it. I don't feel it. You know how people do it. If you feel it, do it. If you don't feel it, leave it. No. In God, if you walk by faith, follow my word, follow my spirit, you do what the spirit says. If you walk by your feelings, you're going to stay in flesh. You're going to miss God. You're going to miss what God has for you. And it took me a long time to get out of that. Come in and I'm mad. And that's one of my issues. I'm just gonna tell you right off that. That's one of my I'm a John Wick. Okay? I'm a black John Wick. I wanna kill everything. Alright? And I'm like, ugh. And God was like, man, you got to chill. You got to let it go. Yeah, they hurt you. Yeah, they did you wrong. Yeah, they said this. Yes, you know what's going on. You know the game. I want you to pray for me. I want you to act like a Christian in front of them. Got to get on the right time. There's flesh. There's feelings. There's fear. There's a realm. There's a time zone called fear. Think about it. I don't know if you thought about it. You remember Mary and Joseph? Now, they're in a culture that you're supposed to follow stuff and follow right. And you got family all around, aunts, cousins, and all this stuff, and you got the people in the community in the city, and everybody, they understand the culture. And so you're engaged and but you're not married yet, and so you're not supposed to have children until you get married. And so there's a process, it's a step-by-step process. Can you imagine? And they're in a community this small, everybody knows everybody. And all of a sudden, and here's what God comes to Joseph. First he comes to Mary. He says, Mary, you want to have a baby? And Mary like, what? Huh? I ain't doing nothing. Yep, you want to have a baby, you're going to be my baby. And then he goes to Joseph and says, Joseph, don't be afraid. Take care of Mary. You take Mary with you. Now, that's rough. Because you're in the culture and they're like, wait a minute. Mary starts showing, got that big belly. They're like, hey, y'all ain't married yet. What's going on here? And so the people, family start talking trash. Now those who know Joseph, they're like, we know Joseph's a good man. We know Joseph didn't do nothing. Man, he good. He need to get rid of her. She ain't right. She a mess. She ain't no good. And then we know on the flip side, you got Mary's family probably talking about, man, Joseph a dog. Man, he ain't no good. Look what he did to Mary. He messed Mary up. Can't you imagine the fear? Can't you imagine? You want to just say, if I'm Joseph, I'm kind of, man, I don't want to mess with this. I'm Mary. I don't want to say there's fear. And yet God's in the midst of all this and God is saying, hey, even though people will hate you and will talk trash about you, can you imagine you're going to be talked about for 9 months? Well, longer than that. They're going to be talking about you. You're going to be the talk of Potter's Island. And they're going to be talking about you. And don't nobody want to be talked about and treated like that. And they're going to be seeing you. And they're going to turn their head. Oh, you nasty. And they're going to be, everybody going to have an attitude with you. And that's enough. That's fear. You don't nobody want to go through that. Don't nobody want to be rejected, denied. And God has said, hey, follow me. Trust my word. Trust what I say I'm going to do in you. Think about it. God might come to somebody, a young kid, or somebody, a family, your family's in a cult, or your family's in another religion, is in a Muslim or something like that, and God says, hey, touch your life. I want you to follow me. And if you say that to them, they're going to kick you out. They're going to get rid of you. If you walk in the time zone of fear, you're going to miss God. If you walk in the time zone of faith, you're going to get everything God has for you. Because God will bless you. There's a time zone. My life has been now, okay, man, make sure I'm walking by faith. God, what do you want me to do? What did you tell me to do? How do you want me to go? Yeah, God, if I go that way, some people ain't gonna like me, they might talk trash about me. It's all right, walk by faith. We walk by faith. Now, it's impossible to please God. God loves you. God will take you to heaven. God's gonna give you what he needs to give you, no problem. But if you want to please him, in other words, you want to get things done, you got to walk by faith. There's a time zone of faith. Does that make sense? He wants us to walk by faith, not by sight, not by our feelings, not by flesh, not by fear, but by faith. That's a time zone. If I do that, I'm going to get better in Christ Jesus. I'm going to get closer to God walking by faith. That's how you plead. Does that make sense? Father, I love you. I thank you. I praise you. You're an awesome God. You're a good God. Teach us, Father. Show us. How to be a blessing. We love you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Blessings.